Monster Movie Media presents.
This is Corey Burton, the voice of the El Rey Network, and the Haunted Mansion Holidays, and of course Captain Hook, and many others. And you're listening to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast.
Welcome to episode 76 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, we take a look at an article on the website whatculture.com. The article was titled 10 Deeply Disturbing Disneyland Urban Legends. And we're going to go through and decide whether these urban legends are legit. So without any further ado, let's begin. Hello out there. I am here with the evil queen of Creepy Kingdom, Miss Roxy Tart.
Hello, Creepy Kingdomites.
And we are here to talk about some fun stuff.
Woo! Yay, fun!
We have, we're going to be talking about an article that was brought to my attention from the website whatculture.com. And the title of this article was called 10 Deeply Disturbing Disneyland Urban Legends. This was written by Simon Gallagher. Isn't that the name of the guy in Oasis?
I have no idea.
It sounds like the name of...
No idea.
I don't know. Anywho.
I feel like we need a disclaimer, though, about whatculture.com. Like, people of the Creepy Kingdom, whatculture.com is a crazy website that has so many ads and pop-ups, and they want you to click through for, like, every page of a story, and it's very, very, very annoying. And it's messing with my computer, and I keep getting a pinwheel, so I felt the need to warn you all that this website is crap.
Well, fortunately, they won't have to go there because we'll be talking about this article.
This is what we do for you guys. This is how much we love you.
Now, a lot of these type of things pop up quite often on the internet, and they come across my eyes quite often as people will send them to me. And most of the information in them is stuff that, as Disney fans, we've heard a million times. So it's kind of like about the Utilidors of the Magic Kingdom or
secret underground passages.
Yeah, or I don't know. Do you know there's a basketball court in the Matterhorn? You know, like stuff that most of us know. I wouldn't bring that up to on the show. Talk about it. But I found this very interesting because I actually had not heard of a lot of these quote-unquote urban legends in this article. And they talk about them, and then they end each little part by saying, is there any truth to it? So one is led to believe that Simon Gallagher, after gathering up these urban legends, did some investigative journalism.
Spoiler alert, he didn't. I'm not sure this person has ever been to Disneyland.
Probably not at all. He is from the United Kingdom. Of course, we have our own Michelle, who's from the United Kingdom, goes to Disneyland like every week. But
shout out to Michelle.
But it's unlikely. That's you know.
Yeah.
This might just be good old fashioned clickbait. But
James likes clickbait.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you seem to be a clickbait type person.
What other clickbait have I brought to your attention?
You post from a site called Clickbait all the time.
Oh no, no, no. That's Clickhole.
Oh, Clickhole. My bad.
Which is
my bad.
Which is a satirical website.
It's got some funny stuff on it.
Yeah. It's made by the people who do The Onion, but it mocks stuff like this. That's why it's called. Yeah, no. Yes, no, I love Clickhole. Clickhole's
great. My bad. James is not like clickbait. He likes Clickhole.
No, I don't like clickbait. Like, a classic clickbait was like, you'll never guess what happens 30 seconds into this video of this little girl at the toy store. You know, like... Like, that's clickbait.
I hate that stuff. It bothers me so much.
And, you know, the first time you're like, oh my God, what happens? And then you watch it and you're like, that's what happened, huh?
Nothing. Nothing happened. She got a toy.
But I figured I'm going to bring these up, and nonetheless, these are very amusing. There's 10 of them here. I have deemed 4 of them unworthy of discussion. So we're gonna go through 6. I guess we'll link to it if you really want to know, and if your computer can handle.
Yeah, it'll be ads. In the show notes. Yeah. Don't bother.
But let's get into it here. Let's get into our first one.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the real inspiration for Toy Story? ? The Small World ride is actually the subject of a number of urban legends and supernatural rumors, which has led to creepy mythology around the ride that persists even as logic sweeps the stories aside. Persistent stories suggest that some park guests and former employees loved the ride so much that they came back after death, sort of like Romero's zombies going back to their favorite living haunts. But rather than simply enjoying the rides, the playful ghosts instead decided to animate the ride, making the figures move on their own after the park was closed. Apparently, lights within the ride turn on and off of their own accord, and the dolls spring to life and burst out in song without the aid of electricity, suggesting a frankly disturbing inspiration for the magic of Toy Story. Is there any truth to it? It depends on how you feel about ghosts, really. Probably not, unless a ghost is actually reading this. There was a rumor that an engineer for the ride was fired and spent some time living within the bowels of the ride afterwards, which could have accounted for the moving parts after hours, but that in itself could be no more than spurious mistruth.
All right, let's take like a few steps back with this story here.
Wow.
So basically what this is implying that there's an urban legend that the dolls, the inanimate objects, died.
The animatronics.
Yeah, died. Okay. The non-living animatronics died and left, their spirits left this earthly realm and then came back to Earth and through the magic of ghost powers, decided to go back into their doll bodies.
It says that stories suggest that park guests and former employees are taking over the dolls. That's so much more likely. Oh my God.
Let's be fair. Most of these are going to be ghost stories here, so we're just going to... You know, however you feel about ghosts or not, we're basically
going to talk about Disney ghost stories.
We're just going to skip over that element. I'm not going to debate ghosts, the existence of ghosts or not. But for the, you know, I'm just going to play along with what these stories are saying. So let's just say you were a guest.
And you really like Small World. I mean, like, you really like Small World. Like, really.
You love it so much that you came back. And went into, I mean, essentially this is child's play, right? Like,
yeah, you went into a doll, you died, and you decided to come back and inhabit a doll. And after the ride closes at night, you and your ghost doll friends run around and sing It's a Small World, scaring people. And obviously, that was the inspiration for Toy Story.
Yeah, but that's the best part about all this, is that somebody saw this, and instead of, like, you know, being sent to the insane asylum...
No, was it was like, John Lasseter.
I was like, oh, I got an idea for a movie.
Yeah, no, it was John Lasseter. He was, when he was younger, he snuck and stayed at Small World after hours, and he saw the dolls come to life because of the ghost, and was like, oh my gosh, we have to make this a movie.
Because that's because the Small World dolls coming to life clearly is a direct line to Toy Story. Like, that is nothing.
Clearly. Like, clearly.
There's no similarities whatsoever. Like, I would say if, like, this is the inspiration for Child's Play, I could say, you know, I would say
right?
That.
For that, oh, what was that, the silent something? Wasn't there another one where it was, like, a bunch of dolls?
Oh,
like,
Dead Silence, yeah.
Yeah, Dead Silence, yeah.
Yeah, or that could be another one as well.
You know, but I'm not thinking, I'm not getting Toy Story from this.
No. Yeah, there's really nothing.
Maybe the Magic Kingdom movie that Jon Favreau's going to make for us one of these days. Obviously, it's the inspiration behind that.
Yeah, just he went on that. He's like, oh, they're alive.
Cool, we should make a movie.
I mean... This is, I truly believe 100% that Simon Gallagher, which we're, I'm going to refer to him by his name as we go through this, completely made this up.
Like, me too.
That there's no way that he heard this from anyone, anywhere, at any point in his entire life.
No. We, the jury of the Creepy Kingdom, vote this. False.
So that's one strike against you there, Simon.
All right. Our next story is the Haunted Mansion ghost. And as Disney fans, you've probably heard this one, but we're going to read it anyways, you know, because we do.
That's what we do.
Inevitably, there's a whole subculture of haunting and supernatural stories attached to Disneyland's Haunted Mansion ride. Several ghosts are supposed to haunt the ride, with the first ghost story coming as the ride was being built back in the 60s. Several ghosts. I believe it's 999. Part of the story. Just saying. All right. Apparently, one of the sound designers was in the seance room and heard music coming through a wall, which persisted for days without a source. Somewhat irresponsibly, the park designer simply decided to put a speaker in the vicinity of the creepy music to mask it, rather than calling the Ghostbusters.
Keep going.
I'm trying. Okay. Employees also like to perpetrate myths about the ride, like the spell book in the seance room was in the seance circle was real and that it kept moving overnight. And then there are specific ghost stories, like the person who claimed to have taken their night vision camera equipment to the ride to show other potential viewers what they could see within the ride, and presumably not caring a tiny bit that doing so would ruin the entire magic of the ride. That person, a regular on the WDW Magic Forum, whose claims of authenticity seem genuine enough, happily snapped away, and it was only when the images were uploaded into a laptop that anything suspicious came to light. And the next part is in quotes, so I'm not making this up, how it's written.
All right.
Lo and behold, one of the first shots of the attraction shows something that definitely was not there while I was on the ride. This photo was taken in the first hallway of the attraction, the one with the eye following portraits. As you'll see in the photo, it appears though a child is peeking his head out of the doom buggy and looking directly at me. Not only was he not there when I took the pic, there wasn't a child of this age within 20 people in front of me in line. And as you can see, he's only a few doom buggies from me. Not only that, what's he doing looking at me? There's no flash and no visible light coming from me. It's all infrared and invisible to the naked eye. is there any truth to it? That's a pretty compelling image, especially if you take the poster's definitely not Photoshop claims at face value. But then it could quite easily just be an actual child in the dark, too, couldn't it? Some claims the ghost source is probably the hearse in front of the ride, which was claimed to have been the real one used to carry Brigham Young to his funeral. Except that was proved false, as Young wasn't carried in a hearse.
All right.
I need a moment after reading this ridiculous stupidity. Okay, I got to start this off. Okay, I just have to.
Go for it. Oh my God.
Okay, you guys, this dude said the photo was taken in the first hallway of the attraction, the one with the eye following portraits. The next sentence is, as you'll see in the photo, it appears as though a child is peeking his head out of the Doom Buggy and looking directly at me. Tell me, Disney fans. In the first hallway that you enter with the portraits, are there Doom Buggies?
At Disneyland's Haunted Mansion, that would be a no.
That would be a no. That would be a no, people. You're walking. You are walking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are there Doom Buggies at that part in Disney World? Maybe he's talking about Disney World.
Well, this says Disneyland, but
it does Disneyland.
But yeah, and at Haunted Mansion and Magic Kingdom, you ride by the portraits.
You do. That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe the original poster was in Disney World.
Yeah, he did post on WDW Magic. So.
You know, okay, I'll give him that. But we're supposed to be talking about Disneyland. So, dude, Simon, do your research.
Actually, when I click on the link to this post,
It's
talking about Walt Disney World.
Okay. All right.
So, Simon, another strike for you that's there.
Bad boy, Simon.
Walt Disney World and Disneyland are two different places. I know they're far away from your home, but those are not the same places.
Can we talk about the speaker part?
I mean, it's not really part of the main part of the story, but sure. I know it's bugging you.
Oh, my word. Okay, you guys. You know there are so many times when I wish this was a video cast instead of a voice cast, because you can't see the look on my face when I'm reading, and James can, and I'm really surprised that it just, break down sometimes laughing. You guys, these park designers irresponsibly put a speaker in the vicinity of the creepy music. Instead of calling Ghostbusters.
That's literally what it says.
It's literally.
It didn't say paranormal experts. It didn't even say. They went straight to that the noise is coming from a ghost. Because that would be the first thing that I would thought.
Who would believe this?
That's the first thing I would think.
Right mind would believe that creepy music was coming out of the Haunted Mansion from no source. So we'll just put a speaker there so other people can hear the creepy music.
Also, I want to make a point about this, too. Just in general about ghost stories from the Haunted Mansion. especially, you know, it's just like, before the Haunted Mansion was finished being built, you know, there was nothing creepy about it. It was a construction zone in a warehouse.
You guys, this is Disneyland.
This is make-believe, guys.
Indian burial site.
It's like, just because we decided to do a Haunted Mansion, all this really creepy ghost started showing up for real.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I guess they got bored of Small World. They're like, well, this is a little bit more like it. Now that I'm a ghost, of course I love how creepy everything is. Because I'm a ghost, everybody.
Maybe ghosts don't want to be creepy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some do, but not all, you know? I mean...
Right? Like, if I was a ghost at Disneyland, I'd go haunt the Dream Suite.
You almost made me spit out water.
I don't want to haunt the Haunted Mansion or Small World. There's way too many ghosts there already.
Yeah, that's
true. Okay, I'm going to go haunt the Dream Suite.
All right.
Yeah, okay, and that's where you can find me after I die. Oh my God.
So don't stay there, unless you want to be haunted by Roxy.
Hey, there are people that might want to be haunted by me.
Well, all right. I won't.
All right. Our next topic is...
Oh, are we moving on from this?
We're moving
on. I'm sorry. No, I'd like to talk about the fact...
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry, Jake.
That this is complete BS, because I'm like... Because they say, the child wasn't there when I took the photo. Oh, cool. So pretty much anyone could just go around and take pictures of stuff and say, well, that must be a ghost because that wasn't there when I... There's no proof of this at all.
No.
Like, no. This is...
I've seen the photo. Have you seen the photo? Do you know what they're talking about?
No, actually. I haven't seen this photo before this article.
I've seen the photo. I haven't seen it since we started talking about this article. I don't want to click on anything because... Yeah. whatculture.com might get mad at me and decide to crash. But I've seen this photo and it is kind of creepy. It's a little creepy white, you know, face peeking out, but it's probably just a kid. Like, we're at Disneyland. Okay. Technically you're at Disney World. My bad. They are two different parks.
I'm just kind of lost on how a kid peeking out of a ride turns into a ghost. Because you didn't see it when you were there. It like
because he was using night vision stuff and everything looks creepy.
It's like it was dark. You couldn't see the kid with your eye. The night vision camera picked the kid up. How is that a ghost?
Dun, dun, dun.
And what is... I'm sorry. I mean, there's a lot of... Like I said, I'm not going to debate paranormal stuff, but let's just go along with that. It's all happening. The people that really study this and do this, there's no like physical beings of humans like that that are transparent. Like that's movie like ghosts.
That's movie ghosts.
Yeah.
For the purposes of this podcast, the Creepy Kingdom staff would like you to know that we are following the real life rules of ghosting.
Right. Yes.
Someone called Ghost Facers.
Ghost Facers.
Yeah. From Supernatural.
All right. Well, we can move on from
this. Okay. From the Haunted Mansion.
I just wanted to point out that... Oh, wait. What was his... is it any truth to it? He's saying, crap. I guess, no, I guess.
Crap. No.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, we'll move on from this. I don't want to talk anymore. All right.
Our next topic, the guests who never leave.
All right.
When they're not riding around on Haunted Mansion and having the time of their deaths, ghosts apparently roam free around the park at night, even keeping to the footpaths for some reason, as the CCTV video above purports to show. There is a video. If you want to go look at it, you can. That wouldn't be the first sighting of a ghost in the park, though, as park guests have mentioned seeing a ghostly cowboy wandering around rides, and numerous sightings of children have been claimed, adding to those already mentioned. It seems that video evidence is the newest form of proof, as guests post videos apparently catching ghosts in their casually filmed videos, like this one. There's another video. Which is definitely not just a coincidental blemish on the ride stone scenery. Rides, stones, scenery. That's not a ride.
That is certainly not a ride. In this
that's
one,
it's Snow well. White wishing well. It's not even a ride. Oh my god, this guy is just, okay. Arguably, the most famous ghost in the parks even has a name. Mr. One Way, who apparently haunts Space Mountain and only went one way, having died on the ride back in the 70s. According to reports, he's described as a large man with ginger hair, once more proving the evilness of that genetic disposition. Simon's remarks do not reflect those views of the Creepy Kingdom staff. and has been seen boarding the ride, but then disappearing before disembarkment. Unless Space Mountain staff are secretly murdering fat ginger men, this would suggest that he's a ghost.
This has to be the point where Simon Gallagher is completely joking. This whole article is a joke, right?
How much has this man had to drink? Is there any truth to it? The bleeding light effect on that supposedly incriminating video seems to suggest the source of the ghost appearance, and it seems a little too fortuitous that someone would be filming the CCTV at that precise time. Less cynical viewers have suggested that it would be way too difficult to overlay a video on four separate videos in sequence, but they clearly haven't ever met a video editor.
All right, so I've seen this first video before. Have you?
Yes, I've seen the first one.
Yeah, this one is circulated around a lot. And it's, yep. The video is someone holding a video camera against screens of surveillance footage, which looks to be right outside the Haunted Mansion in front of the Rivers of America.
It's on the gate.
Yeah.
The camera on top of the Haunted Mansion gate as you enter in. So the next time you're in Disneyland, wave at the people.
Yeah,
turn around when you walk into the Haunted Mansion and wave.
Now, the second one, which is in front of the Wishing Well, I didn't even see what they're talking about. Do you?
I didn't watch it.
You're like, don't worry about it.
I'm sorry.
Like, there's even like a little thing there that's pointing to where it is. And it's like a 12-second video. I literally keep watching it.
No. My guess is that it's a water reflection, since this is the Wishing Well area. It's the waterfall, you guys. The little in front of the well where Snow White and the dwarves are.
Yeah, I literally see nothing. But okay.
Obviously, everyone listening to this has been to Disneyland, unlike our buddy Simon.
Well, a lot of people have.
Who thinks this is a ride?
We do have Walt Disney World listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. You guys are allowed here, too.
Yeah, allowed. So kind of you. So
I'm an equal opportunity Disneyist, okay? If you have been to a Disney park, you're allowed here. Okay. Any of them. I don't care which one.
All right. What if they're listening and they've never gone to the park?
They should call me and we'll go. Like, that's just sad.
All right.
You guys, I'm so, so sorry. Right. Text me.
Yeah,
Twitter me.
Call
tweet
Roxy.
Me.
Yeah, tweet.
Message me on Facebook.
Send her a message. And Roxy will escort you to the closest Disney park to your home.
Just sad. I'm sorry.
As long as you cover all of her expenses. So that's still a pretty good deal. I don't know. Like, even if some random person you don't know got chimed out and was like, even though they're covering your expenses, the fact that you're not charging them an appearance fee is a pretty good deal.
Hey, I'm a nice person.
And, of course, security, because she has a security team as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's not like we'll be there alone. So don't get the idea this is some weird date or something like that. Oh, no.
All right, well, moving on.
Okay, can we talk about the ginger? We need to talk about Space Mountain.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I'm good. I have personally never heard of Mr. One Way.
Mr. One
Way. Who haunts Space Mountain. Any Diz nerds out there that have, I'd love to, like, please hit us up on our social networks, because I would love to talk about this if there's actually a story or if this dude just made this up.
This might be another Simon Gallagher original.
It might be. But yes, cast members for Space Mountain, please don't go around murdering fat ginger men. That's not nice. Also, Simon, if you're listening, Space Mountain staff is not how we address the people that work at Disneyland. That would be a cast member.
Wow, you're really giving a tongue lashing here. Well, I'm going to take a step back, too. So this... suppose a ghost that was near the Wishing Well that I can't see in this video is arguably the famous ghost, Mr. One Way, who haunts Space Mountain.
Oh, you think so?
Well, that's what it says. Like, I'm like, what is the connection between the ghost in Space Mountain and the Wishing Well? Like, that is really bizarre.
I have no idea. And I just watched the video. It's 12 seconds of nothing.
I don't see anything.
I see nothing. I got nothing.
Also, it's also clearly not a ride, even if you've never been there before, because there's a bunch of people taking a picture right in front of it.
Right? With Cruella and the Evil Queen. Man, when was Cruella over by the Wishing Well?
Maybe that's a ghost, too. Captain Hook's over there, too.
It's the ghost of Cruella de Vil.
This is something else here.
I literally can't even.
But yeah, this first video, though, I have seen some things about it. You know, I mean, it looks like there's something there. But, right. You know, I don't know.
I'm going to watch it again. We're watching. There's the Mark Twain. All right, cool. Neat.
Let's see. I mean, you see something happening there.
I think I saw a light. I think I saw a light flare. Like, I don't know about all this.
And that's another thing, too. As long as this story goes. So this is it's supposed to be former guests that love the ride so much that they hang out there all day. And then at night, they're like, oh, let's go for a little stroll. It's like, why are they waiting till night time?
Right?
Like, you could go anywhere at any time.
You're a ghost.
You're a ghost.
You're a ghost. Like, you don't even have to wait in line. You don't even need a fast pass. Like, you're a ghost. Just go on the ride whenever you want. You know what I would do if I was a ghost and I was haunting Space Mountain? I'd, like, stand on the track. I would stand on the track so that the people in the front car caught a glimpse of me and just freaked out. That would be awesome.
At the same time, anyway, people would just think it was an effect. It'd be so hard to actually scare someone with the ghost as a ghost in Disneyland.
It's true. Although, but when they got off and they were like, oh my God, did you guys see that cool thing? And people were like, no, what are you talking about? Like,
they're like, oh man, they really need to keep maintenance up on this. It only works some of the time.
It's like the Yeti in Expedition Everest.
Yeah, I mean, or if it's during Ghost Galaxy at Space Mountain.
That's just silly. If you're a ghost in Disneyland, don't come out during Halloween time. No one's going to believe you're real. It's like vampires going out on Halloween. You know, just stay at home. Take the night off.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
To our next one.
Let's move on.
All right.
Our next one is... the real reason you can't dump ashes at Disneyland.
The real reason.
I bet you were all wondering. You know, Disney does not like it when you dump your loved one's ashes at Disneyland. And now, for the first time, you will get to hear the real reason you're not allowed to do it.
I mean, I'll let you read first. You are, Simon. I'm just curious what's the reason that we've established is that we can't dump our loved ones' ashes.
I'm going to guess that it's because Disney park officials don't think that their guests would like to breathe in other people's ashes. Like, I think it's a courtesy thing.
All right. I'm going to say they don't like doing it because it's disgusting.
Fair enough.
It's garbage. I mean, it's not garbage. I know. I'm not trying to, you know, people have the remains and respect that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, once you dump it in public someplace, like, it becomes something that someone else has to clean up.
Right? So what if the janitorial cast members at Disneyland don't want to clean up your loved one's ashes?
Apparently they do. They have to do it. I mean, I have heard many times, I don't know if it's going to get into it, that people do it in Haunted Mansion all the time.
Yes. And like, okay, if you have someone in your life, you have loved one in your life, and they really wanted their ashes scattered at Disneyland, and you literally take like a little vial of their ashes, you know, and pour it in their favorite spot and whatnot.
It's not hurting anyone. Yeah, wishing
you
well.
You're not, yeah. The air conditioning will take care of it. Like, okay, but don't a full urn. Like, that's just rude, y'all. It's just rude. And really, other people do not deserve to breathe in dead people ashes.
No, so those would be some reasons that I would guess.
Yeah.
But let's find out the real reason.
I don't think that they're gross. I actually sorted through some not too long ago to pick out the bones and the teeth. But I'm not going to make anyone else do it.
Right. I say gross, I mean, like I said, once you do that, it becomes something that someone else has to clean. It's also sort of vandalism.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's kind of like, these are the reasons that I think I can't dump ashes at Disneyland. Let's find out the real reason, though.
Okay. One of the most enduring stories attached to Disneyland is that park employees continuously have to foil attempts by guests to spread the ashes of their loved ones at the happiest place on Earth, which probably has more to do with mess than anything supernaturally sinister. But rumor has it that the real reason Disney don't... Oh, my... But rumor has it that the real reason Disney don't like the ashes spreading is that they now have a problem with ghosts, and it's all thanks to people not disposing of their dead properly. Hmm. The most shared story on the subject suggests that a mother approached the park saying her son had been killed and that his dying wish was to have his ashes spread in the Haunted Mansion so he became one of the ghosts. Having been told she wasn't allowed, the woman ignored the decision and dumped her son's ashes anyways. But now the kid has changed his mind and spends all of his time hanging out near the exit in tears because he doesn't want to be a ghost there anymore, probably unhappy with pay and conditions. And it's not just guests that have claimed sightings. Staff have reported a child running around the mansion and hearing laughter. Clearly the boy has good days. Or being casually assaulted by a tormenting ghost with a creepy cold chill. Is there any truth to it? It's clear that guests genuinely do spread ashes, which explains the persistence of the stories. But it seems something of a contradiction to generally accepted spiritual thinking, since the soul isn't attached to the ashes anymore.
Hmm. I like the part of the story where the mother says, "Can I dump these ashes in this ride?" And they say no and let her go on her way.
With the ashes.
With the ashes.
Look, I understand you want to come to the park with your kid, and that's okay. Just leave him in the urn.
So that's that to me is the most unbelievable part of this whole story. That you asked someone if it was okay, they said no, and then left you to go on your way to do it anyways.
I have this can of spray paint, and I was wondering if I could go in and like tag a couple of your rides, like maybe the Haunted Mansion. No, ma'am, you can't do that. But have a nice day with your can of spray paint. Go right ahead. Go into the park.
Enjoy yourself.
Just be good.
And she did it anyway.
Right, rebel.
I love this. Actually, it says, having been told she wasn't allowed, the woman ignored the decision. So it was actually a decision was made that she couldn't do this.
Obviously, there was a committee. They voted. My favorite sentence is, but rumor has it, the real reason Disney don't like the ashes spreading.
Yeah, they don't. All right. So this urban legend, which I've never heard of, have you?
I've heard many things about dumping ashes in the park.
No, the real reason that you can't dump ashes.
I have never heard that the real reason that you're not allowed to dump ashes is because they have a serious ghost problem.
Guys, we have a serious ghost problem. More ashes, okay? Just like they just banned selfie sticks recently, that became a problem.
That's right.
So, you know, when this happened, they put out signs out front that said,
"No more ashes.
Please return urns back to your vehicle."
Or put them in a locker.
Yeah.
That's okay, too. You can keep them in a locker. No, there's too many ghosts. They're having it with the cats. Okay, they're having a problem. There's just too many of them. You're not allowed anymore.
It's like, yeah, a few ghosts here and there, that's fine. You know, 999 in our house, that's cool, but we don't need any more.
No, you know, they specifically say they're only looking for one more. Have you ever thought about that? They say that. They say, there's always room for one more. And it's like, well, that's cool, but can you imagine being that one person that gets chosen to stay in the Haunted Mansion? It's been 60 years.
Well, actually, I'm going to look this up right now. Somebody tweeted about this. I believe it was Walt Frozenhead on Twitter. Something that – I'm going to my Twitter account to look it up. Something that addresses this concern because It says that, right?
Yeah.
It's 999 ghosts, room for one more. But every day, a ghost will follow you home. So there's all these ghosts leaving consistently.
Man, yeah, the logistics of that just absolutely do not work out. They must be like shipping in ghosts from like somewhere else, because there's way more than 999 people that go on that ride a day.
Right.
Like, if you're the thousandth person and that new shipment of ghosts hasn't come in, can you imagine going through like an empty haunted house?
It's
that would suck. I mean, would you like go to City Hall and complain?
There's no ghost.
I think there's more ashes in the haunted mansion because I didn't see a single ghost.
Yeah, the actual tweet that Walt Frozenhead wrote was, I wonder how the haunted mansion keeps up its 999 quota when a ghost follows everyone home. And then somebody responded to that, but I can't see the response to that. I'm just, but I remember somebody responded to that tweet and had an answer. And I was like, that was pretty witty.
They buy them from ghostwholesale.com and ship them in daily.
I don't remember what it was, but anyways, it was humorous and we all laughed. But what is this thing that says source is DisneyLies.com? I want to know what's going on that website.
I didn't even see that. DisneyLies.com. I'm going to assume that it's a website, I hope, full of things about Disneyland that aren't true.
Your source for lies, distortions, untruths, half-truths, urban legends, rumors, and just plain made-up stuff about Walt Disney. Walt Disney, Disneyland.
Okay,
Disney.
So this guy went on a website called DisneyLies.com that is all about fake things being said about Disneyland, put it in his article and said that this is the real reason.
Wow. I mean, you know, all respect to DisneyLies.com, but this website looks like it's from like 1997, 98, like GeoCities. probably is when it was from.
I guess they need to be updated.
So,
does anyone want to go and update DisneyLies.com? You should contact them. Okay. There's a button called Homework Help on DisneyLies.com. They have a link that says Homework Help.
And where does it go to? I can't find that link.
it's on the first page, DisneyLies.com. It's one of the little buttons in the middle. It is our belief that Disney wanted his work to be enjoyed, and that in spirit we'd like to encourage our readers to experience Walt Disney films and attractions with all practicable frequency. Obviously, studying and completing schoolwork cuts into valuable video watching and theme park visiting time. That's why DisneyLies.com is proud to offer free homework help service. If you have been assigned Disney-related homework, send us your questions using the email address below, and if they are particularly interesting or would require a lot of research, we will answer them on these pages in typical DisneyLies fashion. Don't expect us to answer all email inquiries personally. We're no gluttons for punishment. This section of the site is a repository for papers on Walt Disney and related topics, which you are welcome to copy and use as your own work, just so long as you don't post them to another website. That would be mean. We have a number of paper that covers all topics most requested by our school-age readers. If you don't see what you need for your assignment, let us know. We love suggestions.
And then below are essays to steal.
Walt Disney, an American statesman. You read the next one. Go ahead.
Michael Eisner, the Führer of Big Business.
Oh my god!
I wish I was in school so I could turn this essay in.
I feel the need to turn in an essay to someone called Michael Eisner, the Führer of Big Business.
It's got the title. You click on it, and then it says "by" in the parentheses. Your name here.
Oh my god! And the rest of them are not nearly as fun. Disneyland, Fun on the Rocks, Mickey Mouse, Global Icons, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, The Labors of Walt Disney.
Homework
of Big Business. Wow, I actually kind of want to read that. How terrible is that? I'm not going to do it right now, but
we've digressed from we're really going down a rabbit hole of crap here.
This episode is just down the rabbit hole of crap. All right, getting back to our Disney ghost stories.
All right, let's move back on track here. We're going to go on to our next one of the six out of the 10 deeply disturbing Disneyland urban legends.
Deborah Gale Stone. Debbie Stone, as her friends knew her. Disneyland's history is one that is unfortunately blighted by the deaths of employees, and presumably the most gruesome, which sounds suspiciously like no more than fuel for the urban legends community, belonged to Debbie Stone, a hostess who was killed in 1974. Just a week after opening of the newly refurbished America Sings attraction, Stone was working as usual, greeted guests as they came in, before the ride rotated and took guests onto the first scene of the carousel. Unfortunately, on that fateful night, she stood too close to the moving outer ring of the theater and was trapped and crushed against an unmoving part of the set. Park staff were notified, rather chillingly, by a guest who had heard her screams from an adjacent theater. Inevitably, the ride is now said to be haunted by Debbie, which employees having reportedly said that they've heard a disembodied voice warning them to be careful as they worked. Is there any truth to it? Debbie Stone did exist and did indeed die in a particularly gruesome way, which would feed well into the claims that she's a ghost, considering the thoughts that ghosts are created by sudden extreme emotion.
All right. I'd like to fact check this.
Please do. thing. I mean, we're going to start with the fact that the ride is now said to be haunted by Debbie. Like
no,
right now.
No,
America
no,
Sings
we're
attraction.
Not, we're not going to start with that. Hold on to that. Right. Okay.
Okay. James, our fact checker.
I very recently heard about this story and in detail on a recent episode of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. So it's very fresh in my mind. And she, I don't know what hostesses are on these attractions, but she whatever, she was a cast member that worked there. She was playing around, got caught between the walls, and she did die that way. It says the newly refurbished America Sings attraction. This was actually the opening of the America Sings attraction. So that's nitpicking the facts there. But if anyone that's been to Disneyland, I don't know, in the past 20 plus years, knows that this attraction is not there any longer. It is where Interventions currently stands. And just another tidbit there. Most, the America Sings was a tribute to America, which was singing animals. It replaced Carousel Progress in Disneyland. So it was the same, they used the same moving theater. And, but they ended up taking most of the animatronics out of America Sings ended up in Disneyland Splash Mountain as a way to cut costs to get it built, because that's why you got a lot of random animals in that ride. So, you know, that's this little tidbit there about that. So, yeah, it doesn't, it's not there. It's not, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist anymore. According to Simon, it does, and it's still haunted by her. He could seriously. He couldn't have just said Interventions is now haunted by her. Like, dude.
I mean, it's not common knowledge, but it doesn't take that much research. In fact, I was pretty sure that it was the same building, but I went and looked up just to make sure before we started doing this.
Because we like to bring you actual news.
I was like, I was trying to remember where that was, and I'm like, where was Carousel Progress and America Sings? And then I was like, oh, it's the Interventions building. Got it. Like, it was not a hard case to crack.
Right? Yeah, so if you happen to go into Interventions, which right now at the time of this recording is closed, and we don't know what it will be reopened as, Disney hasn't announced it, but if when it is reopened you go, you might want to give a little nod to Debbie, because she actually did die there, and if there is a ghost, it might be her.
Yeah, but yeah. I guess and she's still warning people to be careful, apparently.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her. That is a good cast member right there, still doing her job.
I would like
watch your step.
I would like to go how this whole thing ended, considering that ghosts are created by sudden extreme emotion. What the hell is that?
Oh my God. So let me get this right. If I am very suddenly and extremely happy or sad or angry or surprised or something along those lines, I can like create a ghost.
According to Simon Gallagher, because I'm like,
I'm going to have like an army of them. I'll sell them to Disneyland for the Haunted Mansion.
So they don't run out.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Amazing.
Considering thought, like whose thoughts is like, this is, that is such a mind blowingly dumb statement that I don't even know how to comprehend it. Like, essentially, like, this just falls true that you can just write whatever you want on the internet.
Yeah, anything. Just write whatever the hell you want, and people will read it and talk about it like we are right now.
We're doing it right now, so. Maybe Simon's figured something out with all, you know, with all these ads that keep popping up as we go through here. Maybe we're the suckers here.
God, I guess we are.
Terrible. But that's a really bizarre statement. I just wanted to point that out. I don't really, last time I checked from the, you know, within the realm of paranormal research, ghosts are spirits from human bodies, right? But that's,
yeah, like dead people.
Yeah, like that's a lot. I didn't think and extreme emotion.
And I guess you could have like animal ghosts too. Okay, like that's right. You know, it doesn't have to be human. We're not humanists over here, okay? You could be an animal ghost. We're totally cool with that.
That's cool. That's
like
cool, yeah.
You could even be an alien ghost. But I am pretty sure that ghosts come from dead things.
Not sudden and extreme emotion.
Oh,
I mean, God. Is he implying? I'll humor this line a little bit further and say, is he implying that if when you die, which is not stated, that and the manner of your death is sudden and
extremely emotional,
and it freaks you out? Like,
then
so
you become a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, if you die quietly in your sleep, no ghost for you.
No, you don't get to be a ghost.
So even that statement's ridiculous. But it doesn't. That's me, you know, extending a little, you know, olive branch to him and saying, okay,
I'm not extending any courtesy to this guy, dude.
That's me. Even with my courtesy, it's still ridiculous.
James, you're just a really nice person today.
Well, you know, I don't want to think that our podcast is about like being mean and trolling people.
No, absolutely not.
I just wanted to, these are the type of things that, like I said, they come across my screen, come to my attention quite often. And I know that a lot of listeners are very interested in these kind of stories and want, you know, and it's like, you know, and like I said, I skip over most of them. I mean, I skip over just reading them, let alone thinking that they're good for the show. But these, when I went through them, I was like, I have never heard about these anymore. We need to talk about all of these. And
right? Roxy needs to be mean to this guy. Well, I am the evil queen of the creepy kingdom.
You are, but he obviously did not do his homework. He needed to go to homework help.
He did. He needed to go to DisneyLife.com and go to homework help and get some homework help. No, my good friend Cherry Delish, who some of you might know from past shows or whatnot.
I don't think she's been on this show, but
Well, it was a little clip of her from the Disneyland show. Oh, okay, but right. She says all the time that when you are going to talk about a topic, the most important thing you can do is hashtag educate yourself. Yeah. And I really feel that maybe this guy should have, I don't know, hashtag done that.
Hashtag done that. Well, you know, these are the type of articles that they're not really targeting Disney fans. So they're targeting the general public who kind of has this, that wants to know the dark, hidden secrets of what they assume is just sunshine and lollipops. And
they should watch the Dark Side of Disney documentary.
They should.
Premiering in August.
I was literally trying to come up with another frame besides Dark Side of Disney. But anyways, you know, so the point I'm making is that the people that read this don't really care whether it's true or not, or if the facts are there. You know,
but we care. We care, don't we, citizens of the Creepy Kingdom?
We care. And that's why we're doing this.
That's why we're doing, we do this for you, guys. Literally, I mean, we do the show for you guys, so, well, yeah. You know.
I mean, otherwise we could just talk to ourselves privately.
We could. We don't have to record it. You guys should hear what we say when we're not recording. Jesus.
All right. Boy. Let's wrap this up with our last one that we're doing.
Our last, and of course, our most favorite, and everyone's been expecting it, Walt's ghost.
I love this still.
Oh, I know, right?
The still is actually from it was a trailer for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and the trailer was him. It didn't show any of the movie. I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, but it's just him at his desk, a very young-ish looking Walt, just with the figures of the Seven Dwarfs, going and explaining who they are, like, and he's like, he has this look on his face, like it was just like, it was like this one moment where it's just like, he just looks like, what the hell are you doing taking a picture of me? Like, that's kind of,
yeah, they screenshotted like Walt with this, like, get the F out of here look,
yeah, yeah,
on his face.
He was probably talking about Grumpy.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah. So that's the picture that we have to accompany Walt's ghost.
Although he's probably saying, because if I recall this trailer, he's like, and Grumpy, the woman hater. Because that was the way they used to market Grumpy.
Terrible.
When the movie first came out.
Shame on you, Grumpy. Shame on you. All right. Here we go. Walt Disney himself is the subject of several enduring urban legends and myths, like the suggestion that he froze his head in the hope of one day being reanimated. And unsurprisingly, he is also said to be the most illustrious ghost at Disneyland. Walt is said to haunt a number of locations, including his old apartment above the firehouse on Main Street, where lights can be seen going on and off. Presumably, the animation mogul is still attempting to get the attention of Kurt Russell, whose name was the final words he scrawled, before his death, for reasons known only to the man himself. Somewhat creepily, when Walt was in residence in the park, he would light a lamp in the window to let everyone know, and after a cleaning woman apparently witnessed the lamp turn itself on after his death, it has been symbolically left on ever since as a mark of respect. Employees have reported hearing footsteps around the park, knocking coming from the apartment, particularly at night, and the Mickey Mouse creator's ghost is also supposed to have been spotted in the Disney Gallery and the stockrooms above the New Orleans Square shops, which he haunts with his wife and a woman named Mary. Even as a ghost, he clearly works hard.
Is there any truth?
Is there any truth to it? Stranger things have happened. I can't even. Yo, I literally cannot even. I wonder what Lillian thinks of this Mary lady.
Yeah, apparently Walt has some kind of polyamorous afterlife going on.
Yeah, maybe Blair. It's very possible that, like, that this woman named Mary is Mary Blair. You know, that could be it. Like, they got a little thing going. It's cool. You know, we're modern people. We're good with it.
Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about Kurt Russell for a moment.
You can talk about anything you want.
I'd love to talk about Kurt Russell.
Okay, so in 1960, Walt Disney signed Kurt Russell to a contract. So he was under contract for the Disney company. The last thing that Walt wrote was Kurt Russell's name. Why anyone finds this weird is totally beyond me. The dude worked for Walt Disney. Like.
Yeah, but I don't even know what that has to do with this ghost story either.
I have no idea. None. Yeah. Obviously, he's still trying to get Kurt Russell's attention by lighting the light in his apartment.
Oh, is that what this is implying? Okay.
Yeah, that's what this is implying. Right. That he is still trying to get the attention of Kurt Russell by lighting the light in his apartment.
Okay, so as most of us know, Walt had an apartment above the firehouse in Disneyland, which they have kept intact. They used to be able to go into it up until very recently on a tour, a VIP tour. There's a light that is in the window, when Walt Disney was there, he would leave the light on to let guests know that he was there.
He was home.
He was home. So they leave the light on all the time to say that his spirit, quote unquote, is still there. Have you ever heard anything about flickering lights and lights going off and on in Walt's apartment?
I have, but it's just rumor. It's urban legend. Everyone loves the Walt Disney haunts Disneyland story. And you know what? If I am going to believe that anyone haunts Disneyland, it's Walt. This is one I might buy.
Okay.
If I was Walt Disney and I created Disneyland and I died, this is where I would want to spend my time. You know? So if I am going to believe that anyone haunts Disneyland, I am going to believe that it is Walt Disney. Absolutely. But there's as far as I'm concerned, there's no proof that Walt is there, that he turns on and off lights, that he hangs out with Lillian and Mary.
Stock rooms above the New Orleans Square shops. Like, that's the place where him and his wife and Mary Blair...
That's just bull. Because obviously they're going to hang out in his apartment or the dream suite. Why? Why as a ghost do you not want to hang out in the dream suite? It's the most comfortable place in the park.
I mean, my thought too, I mean... Yeah, I know he'd want to spend a lot of time at Disneyland, but, you know, if you're a ghost, you could go anywhere.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he leaves. Okay, I'm sure he leaves right. Disneyland and goes and checks on, like, Disney World, you know, and goes to Disney Paris. And, you know, right now he's probably at Shanghai Disney, you know, keeping an eye on everything going on there. Like, they got some stuff going on there. Like, I'm sure he leaves Disneyland to go on vacation. Like, duh.
Yeah, that's what he does. he's like, let me go on vacation as a ghost. Let me go to the other Disney parks along the world.
I wonder if, like, I don't know a whole lot about ghosts. You know, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. Like, I'm not a big ghost genius or anything like that. But, like, I wonder if ghosts can, like, blink in and out of existence, like, where they want to go, or if they actually have to travel there and it takes, like, a little bit of time.
Yeah, no, I'd imagine they have to travel.
You know, because, like, if that's the case, then he would have to fly. And, like, I know as a ghost, you know, you could just show up at the airport and get on any plane that's going where you're going. But do you think he's mad that he has to fly commercial instead of in his own plane? Because I would be, like, for a long time, he just took his own plane to Disney World, you know? Like, I'd be mad and be like, I can't believe I have to fly Southwest. This is bull.
Southwest. That's what he took to the worst airline. Southwest.
Not even first class. Well, yeah, if you want to go to Disney World, like, right now, and you just go to the airport, and you're like, oh, the only plane leaving to go to Orlando is Southwest right now. This is ridiculous. I don't want to wait 2 hours in the airport. Like, you know.
Is that something that you do often? Just go to the airport?
And mind if I was a ghost?
If you were a ghost. I was like, what?
You don't know? I might.
You're right. I was like, I don't know what you're doing 24 hours a day.
Like, James, you don't know me. You don't know my life. You don't know my unlife.
You just roll up. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go to Disney World. All right. What's the next flight? I don't want to wait 2 hours.
I don't know. That makes sense to me.
I'm going to put the brakes on this ghost Walt flying to Disney World story. And it's going some really bizarre places. So
I want to know how our listeners think the Walt's ghost gets around from park to park. I'm interested in what other people have to think. Hit us up on social media.
I feel like he's not going to the parks. I got to be honest. I feel like he's like, you know, especially the ones. I mean, Disneyland, I believe he's there. I'll give you that. But the other ones, he's probably just like, you know, this is not the way. This isn't his work. This is not what he did. You know, and. you know.
Well, the Disney World, he started that. No, I have to have faith that Walt Disney visits all of the Disney parks and that he loves them all, okay? I just need that. Let me have that.
No. He would be most disturbed by Walt Disney World because he wanted to build a real city of Epcot.
It's true.
And the only reason that they did a Magic Kingdom was because they had to in order to have the permission to build the city. He didn't even want to do that. So he's going to see this like, why did they, you know, I mean, he knew that they were making another one, obviously.
It's been a long time. He's had years to get over it.
No, he's still pissed.
Like, maybe he was mad at first and now he's like, okay, like, it's cool. Come on, Lillian.
It's cool.
Let's go check out these other parks. Yeah, well, you know, Walt, he's a modern guy now. Like, he's a modern ghost, okay? He talks like we do.
It's like, it's like, cool. It's cool.
He's like, this is rad. Let's go check out Paris. How awesome is this?
This is rad. Wow.
What?
Now I'm envisioning Walt Disney talking with you, but your voice coming out of it.
Oh, that's creepy.
Like, this is rad.
And Lillian's like, seriously? Seriously, you want to go to Tokyo again? And he's like, yeah, babe, this is how we do. Yeah. You guys, James can't even handle me right now.
No, what Walt would say was like, we built a park in the country that we were fighting against, and I made those Japanese films against. That's what he would say.
Oh, yeah, he'd be really surprised. But again, it's been years. Like, how are you going to hold a grudge as a ghost? You know, just move on.
I will say this little random rant that we're having has more weight than anything that we've read.
I would say that my theory that Walt has to fly commercial to get to his other Disney parks hold just as much truth as anything that we have read in this article.
Well, he does ask to share our stories in the comment threads below. So you could share that story. And one of my favorite comments is that, as someone who has ridden the Haunted Mansion too many times to count, with my last ride just weeks ago, I could say that picture is BS. You always see people poking their heads out of the dune buggies. Who's to say this kid is looking at him and not something behind him? The ride has a lot going on, and the fact that no child this age was in line by him means nothing. People who do not wait in line are put on the ride at the spot everyone waited to get on. The guy's stories are full of holes and require of us to take his word everything that may sink it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's, there it is.
There. So there. Also, I scrolled down to see the comments, of which there are four. And there's a little thing on Simon Gallagher. His bio says executive editor, bearded, most impressive collection of movie related potato heads you've ever seen. Mr. Gallagher, I suggest that you stick to your collection of movie related potato heads and leave Disney to the experts.
Mr. Gallagher's getting, we're really ripping him a new one here, but this article is from the fall of September. This article is from September 2014, but he's still writing about Disney. His most recent article is the Easter eggs in Ant-Man. It's Marvel. He doesn't have anything else about Disney parks though.
Mm-hmm.
He talks a lot about Marvel. There's some Star Wars things in here.
That's okay. He can talk about that. That's cool. I mean, I think I haven't read anything, but you know. Right. I'm not going to pretend to be a Marvel expert. So there. Stop pretending to be a Disney expert, Mr. Gallagher.
I'm not sure what to make of this episode, Roxy.
Me either. I just hope the listeners enjoyed it and laughed along with us.
Would like to get in touch with us here at Creepy Kingdom, just send us an email, creepykingdom thecreepykingdom@gmail.com. Soon we're going to be reading some of the things we've gotten in. It's been a little bit of a crazy month here in the kingdom. Things have been a little wacky, a little crazy, but things will be getting back to normal. We have more panel shows, and we're going to read these emails, and we're all going to have a great time together. But if you haven't emailed yet and you would like to contact us, again, that's creepykingdom@gmail.com. And to check out any of our other shows, Curvy Cutie Chat, Roxy's World, and the Even James and Podcast podcast, just go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pictures, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, all you need to do is go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.